Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's good, meatheads? Hope you're having an amazing day, and welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, the returning champion, IFBB Pro Matt Butale, and today we're going to be breaking down why you can't grow muscle, okay? We're going to be breaking down the truth as to why you can't grow muscle if you've been eating what you need to eat, if you've been training consistently, and you still can't grow muscle. This is the episode that you need to pay attention to, all right? So if that's something that you've been struggling with, don't worry. I got you today. I got you. If you get value from this podcast or anything that I do, please do not hesitate or forget to like, share, comment, leave a review on this podcast if that suits you. Just please show your support. Honestly, it really does go a long way. Wouldn't be able to do this without y'all. I really do appreciate you guys. And if you weren't listening, I don't know who would be. Okay, so let's break it down. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the truth as to why you cannot grow muscle. Okay, so let's get into the perspective here, guys. Let's get into the perspective. If you don't get butterflies when you walk into the gym on leg day, or like if you are more excited about the pump than you are afraid of that burning sensation during your last two reps, there's a problem. Okay? That's an indicator that you are there, not necessarily for the wrong reasons, but with the wrong intentions. If you are like specifically dead set on growing muscle. Okay? Why is that an issue? Well, you see, look, guys, most people puke when they drink too much. You know what I'm saying? You drink too much, you get sick, you vomit, right? And that's sure, like that's whatever, natural reaction. But the difference between us is you puke because of alcohol. I puke because of fucking leg day. When I go to the gym, guys, and it's leg day, I'm genuinely afraid. I literally call it puke day. Those that train with me, train around me, or train at the gyms that I train at, know this. Or if you follow me on social media, it's not leg day, it's puke day. Why? Because when it comes to, and this is of course just an example for leg day, but when it comes to me attacking my workouts, that's what I like to say, I attack my workouts, I literally go no holds barred. I go all the way fucking in, especially on leg days, right? A lot of people around me have seen me fucking jet puke when I train leg days. Am I saying that you should try to kill yourself during, you know, your training sessions? Not all the time, but you should definitely have that intent to kill. You should have that danger, that aspect of like something fucking else in you, almost like a possession to train like your life fucking is on the line, like your mom's at gunpoint. If you don't have that aggressive factor behind your training, if you don't go to attack your workouts, if you go there to have more fun than you go, you know, to actually build and to push yourself to that next level where it's very uncomfortable. If you are leaning towards, you know, just chilling out, just taking it more mellow, going for the pump, as opposed to going all in, that's one of the problems that is probably setting you aside from the physique you have and the physique that you want in terms of the discrepancy of muscle. Does that make sense? Because you can eat right, guys, and you're still going to put on muscle. You can train consistently. You're still going to put on muscle. But the lack of progress, or sometimes even breaking through a plateau, like what's required for you in order to get through this plateau, is that one element that you're missing when you go to the gym, which is the fucking danger. Like, where's the fucking danger, guys? You know what I mean? Like, where's the violence? You're going to sort of need to tap into that little beast of a motherfucker that you are inside to flip the switch and go all in on your workout, zoned in, focused, and kind of ready to die. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that this has to be every single workout, but there has to be like a small part of you that's activated that, once you do activate it, allows you to just like literally spend it all. every single rep, you're making it more difficult than the last rep. Every single set, okay, is more difficult than the last set. And this sort of translates with all of your workouts, with all of the muscle groups, and you have like an intensity factor behind it. Because let's be honest, guys, you can tell, like, you already know, anything good in life comes hard, okay? Pun intended if you want to be an immature kid. But guys, jokes aside, to build that physique that you so desperately want, to put on that muscle that you do not have that you need, that you want, it's going to require a disgusting level of not only consistency, not only in the gym and in the kitchen, but that level of just, it's damn near devilish. Like, it's a feverish obsession with pushing yourself to the absolute limit to put on as much lean muscle tissue as possible. Nobody accidentally stumbled their way into becoming jacked, even with the greatest genetics. It's true. Why? Well, because it takes a lot of fucking energy to get to that point. It takes a lot of effort to get to that point. And I'm not telling you this is the way to become a bodybuilder, or at least you should not want your regular goal of just building muscle and you should want to be a bodybuilder. No, I'm not saying that. And I'm not even saying that you should go to the gym every single time and max out on everything and crush your bones to dust. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, if you're going to the gym and you are just kind of shooting the shit, you know what I mean, and sandbagging it, you're just kind of coasting along, or maybe you train hard a little bit, not even hard, you just, you know, maybe you break a sweat and then you back off. Like, if that is what most of your workouts consist of, it's no wonder why you're at a plateau. You don't know how to push yourself. If that's what most of your energy is sort of like in the gym, it's no wonder why you have the physique that you do. And I'm not saying this to roast you. I'm just telling you guys, you're looking for the magic fix, the thing that you need to implement now that's going to help you just get a world, like a fuck ton of results. When in reality, you're kind of doing what you need to do. You just need to do it harder and you just need to do it better. You don't need more new things. You just need to double down on the simple things that you're already doing. Like, if you're already consistent going to the gym, you don't miss your gym sessions, fucking awesome. I love that, dog. Same thing with the kitchen. If you're sharp with your macros and your calories, I dig it. But if those are two things that you're knocking off the board and you're realizing, hey, my progress is slowing down. Hey, this and that is, you know, I'm not getting the exact same results as I used to, or I don't feel like I'm progressing at all. I'm not getting stronger. That's when you go back to the drawing board and say, okay, well, how can I double down on the two things I'm already doing good? Usually it's by tweaking up the intensity, by slowing the reps in the gym, adding more weight to the movements that you're doing in the gym. Maybe your nutrition needs some tweaking. Maybe you need to integrate some other supplements to give you that benefit. Okay? Guys, like, this happens to me often when I go to the gym. And if this is you and you're listening to this, I say this with, like, utmost respect. I'm not saying this to disrespect you. But, you know, some of you guys in the gym that see me go, yo, Matt, like, what do you eat? You know, like, or how many sets, how many reps should I do, Matt? Like, if I want to build muscle, if I want to get bigger shoulders, if I want to grow my arms, if I want to, you know, get a bigger chest, bigger back, bigger legs, whatever it is, what should I do, Matt? And guys, while the information that I give you is helpful, it won't work for many reasons. Okay, it can, and it also cannot, but it won't work for many reasons. One of the reasons is, you know, you don't respond to training the same way that I do. And what works for me doesn't necessarily work for everybody. And I'm well aware of that. You know, where I started, where I am right now, it's like you're learning how to ride a bicycle, but you're asking a pilot how to fly a plane. Right? So sometimes there's just a gap, and that gap, you know, you can't make up for it just by knowing it, right? You're going to have to follow certain steps, baby steps, and, you know, implement it day by day until you get experienced enough to actually learn how to fly that plane. Make sense? And another reason is, like, guys, the foods that I eat might not work well for you. The same thing, it's honestly vice versa. Our gut bacteria is different. Just because my body likes to eat these certain foods or digests them properly or what I consider to be properly, doesn't mean that they'll digest properly for you. It doesn't. It's not that linear. Also, and this alludes to what the whole message in this episode is, You simply, it doesn't matter if I tell you how I eat. It doesn't matter if I tell you how I train, because you simply just don't train as hard as me, or you are simply not as dedicated to your nutrition as I am. And I'm not saying that to belittle you, but there's a reason why I'm a pro bodybuilder and you're not. Like, there are just certain things that I have done for longer that are actually kind of easier for me to do in a, we'll say, like, in a more difficult setting than it would be for you. So when, like, you guys come up to me and you ask me these basic questions and I give you these basic answers, I don't expect you, and you shouldn't expect yourself, to get these results with such minimal effort, with just by knowing it. Oh, he said he eats this, I'm going to eat that, so I'm going to get the same result. It doesn't work that way. He trains this way, honestly, I'm going to train that way too, so I can get the same result. Doesn't fucking work that way. Bicycle with the pilot. Remember what I just said. In fact, the number one reason why you guys cannot grow muscle, or why you've hit a plateau with your physique, even though you've been training consistently, even though you've been eating consistently what you need to be eating, is, again, guys, when it comes to growing muscle, it's about stimulus. Stimulus and recovery. You do not train hard enough, or you don't recover enough. But for most people, trust me, recovery isn't an issue. All right? It's easier to skip the gym than it is to train harder. Believe me when I say that. Okay? You don't want it bad enough. And, like, to be honest, you've got to be willing to make those ugly faces on that last rep if you are serious about building muscle. Like, you've got to be willing to nearly shit your fucking jeans in the squat rack if you want to build muscle. I'm talking about real muscle, guys. Like, you've got to be willing to look like an absolute fool that has no limits, who is damn near fucking possessed, if you want to grow real serious muscle. All right? You got to be willing. Like, you can't want it. You must fucking need it. All right? Regardless, you know, if you spend your weekends drinking, eating garbage, or procrastinating, without that obsessive willpower, you make every single goal that you set in your mind 100 times more difficult to achieve. I'm going to repeat that again. Without obsessive willpower, you make every single goal that you've set 100 times more difficult to achieve. Because the truth is, guys, without willpower, without that desire to truly dig deep and push yourself beyond your own limits, you'll be forced to rely on motivation instead of discipline. Motivation to go to the gym because, you know, I don't feel motivated. I'm not making enough progress. So I got to feel motivated to go to the gym instead of just fucking being disciplined. And being disciplined is a byproduct of leaning into the discomfort of always pushing yourself to the maximum level of difficulty that you can possibly push yourself to experience the most results. Does that make sense? Guys, and if you know this, you probably do know this because you've struggled with this. I'm going to be vulnerable here. Of course, I've struggled with it in my past. You know, I didn't just start fucking perfect, right? Like, motivation is like weather. Random, unpredictable, unreliable. But discipline, guys, like, that's the shit that will make you eat pain and shit greatness. And I'm speaking that as a fact. You become a force to be reckoned with when you flip the switch and it doesn't fucking matter how, like, what's going on outside or how you might feel. When you just do what needs to be done regardless and you can live in that state of discomfort for the benefit of the results, regardless of how you feel, when you live in that state, you become a real fucking force to be reckoned with. Stronger than gravity with no fucking limits. And honestly, when you live in that state, when you become comfortable with the uncomfortable, the word impossible becomes a casual snack. You can eat that shit up like it's nothing. When you live in that state, you become that guy. Your goals will fear you because you eat that shit for breakfast. You attack your workouts. You're sharp as a knife with your nutrition. You are fucking serious about your commitments when it comes to fitness and probably everything else in your life. Like, everything you desire becomes yours out of sheer demand once you live in a state of discomfort for the sake of your results, for the sake of a better life, for the sake of a goal to achieve it. Everything that you desire, that you truly desire, which your discipline and willpower will help you obtain, becomes yours out of sheer demand and out of fucking work ethic. Does that make sense? Do you understand? Like, you will become that guy inevitably if you lean into discomfort more often than not. If you are willing to go to the gym, not for fun, but because you have a true intention to actually get a real result, not because I'm, you know, shooting the shit or going for the pump or sandbagging it. Like, you're going there and you are trying, man. Like, you'll become that guy, the ultimate version of yourself. Again, guys, motivation is for boys. Discipline is for men. Okay, same thing applies for girls and women. Motivation is for girls. Discipline is for women. The men and women listening to this know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. You either give it your all or you give it nothing. Because if you continue to just give something, you're going to convince yourself that you're doing something, even though you're not putting all of your chips in one basket. And then that just demotivates you because you're like, hey, I've been consistent, but I'm not getting the most out of it. And it's no fucking shit. And then you rely on motivation because you don't feel like going because you've been going and nothing's working out. Instead of just being disciplined and leaning into the discomfort of pushing yourself to an ungodly amount of fucking work ethic. And then it doesn't matter how you feel because you're doing it anyway. You're going there for the discomfort. You're not even happy in the motherfucker. And I'm not saying you go there to, like, not enjoy the gym and you're miserable and you're this fucking guy who's training to avenge somebody's death or this girl who's training to avenge somebody's death. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying your intention has to come from less comfort and more discomfort because that's where the true results lie. That's where your success actually lives, on the other side of discomfort. You might experience some success. Actually, you will experience some success in comfort, which is why it's kind of, it sucks. Because you're like, I'm still getting results in this comfortable zone. I'm in the zone, you know, I'm putting 70% in, 50% in. I'm getting something. But when you hit that plateau, which is fucking inevitable, it's going to happen. You're going to start to realize, well, I don't feel like doing it anymore because it's not working. It's not that it's not working. It's that you're not. Because when you put your fucking ass to the grass, right, and you put your mind on the line and you get everything that you need to check off in order to get to that, what, it doesn't even matter if it's raining, snowing, or if it's fucking, there's acid on the street, it doesn't matter. You're gonna go there, you're gonna do it, and it's gonna be hard and it's gonna suck most days, but you are doing it for that result that you just need. You don't want it, you need that result. You almost become addicted to it. It's almost like an obsession, and your willpower just makes it work. Impossible becomes a fucking snack. And that's how you know when you flip the switch. That's how you know that you've given it your all instead of nothing. And so if you're listening to this and you're wondering why you're going to the gym, you're eating what you need to eat, and you still haven't gotten to that level of success within your fitness journey, or you're at this plateau and you don't know what to do, your secret isn't living in this fucking world of information online. Like, it's not that you, maybe for some of you guys that actually do train hard, you do need to go online or, you know, talk to a coach and say, hey, like, I'm training my ass off here, what do I need to change? Some of you guys. But most of you people, especially those of you that rely on motivation instead of discipline, honestly just need to double down on the basics and make sure that you're trying harder implementing the basics to get all that you can out of that. And then you can, of course, tweak things around to make sure that you continue to progress in your fitness journey, but more importantly, build muscle. Because again, in this episode, we're talking about specifically the reason why you cannot build muscle. Because muscle is not easy. You cannot put muscle on by accident. I'll tell you that personally. You can't do it. It takes a real effort. All right? It takes a real effort. You got to shed blood, man. You got to shed tears. You got to eat pain and shit greatness. You got to never lose. You can't have quit in you. And if you've been doubting yourself, if you think that your goal is too big, your goal of having a six pack or actually having like veins on your body or pushing yourself to a level where you're so proud of your body that it almost feels like it's a dream to expect that you could look that way, I'm here to remind you that I believe in you and that I can see you doing it as long as you can see yourself doing the work. That is it, guys. That is all. All or nothing. And I'm not saying this in the sense of like encouraging this all or nothing mindset where if you don't do it, don't do all of it, you do none of it. As I said, you can probably live in a certain state of discomfort, but I don't want that for you. I want you to put as much, it, like when I say all or nothing, I'm talking about the flipping of the switch of going all in the sense that you are disciplined. You are, nothing else matters other than getting to that goal. And that could mean some days you go there and you're fucking tired. You go to the gym. Or some days, you know, you're struggling with food cravings, but you do your very, 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 very best. That's what I'm talking about when I'm saying all or nothing. I'm not telling you to quit if you aren't willing to be feverishly intense with it, because that's not a healthy mindset. But what is a healthy mindset, especially if you're serious about building muscle, is actually make, like, look inside. You know, guys, girls, you know yourself. I'm not you. You know yourself. Ask yourself, are you truly fucking giving it your actual all? Do you let excuses get in the way? Do you drop the dumbbells or the barbell or the machine when you have 4, 5, 6 extra reps in the tank? Like, are you shorthanding yourself in the kitchen? That's what I'm talking about. Flip the switch. All right, let's see what you can do. Show me what you're made of. All right, that's it. That's all. If you like this episode, share it out with a friend. Don't forget to like, share, and comment on this podcast or leave a review to show your support. It really does go a long way. Without you guys, I don't know if I'd be able to do this. If you weren't listening, I don't know who would be, okay? Hope I was able to deliver a valuable experience to you guys and girls today. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. Also, if you'd like to lose 20 pounds permanently and eat 80% clean, 20% junk, go out, have some fun with the girls, with the guys on the weekends, not give up drinking, all right? And you want to do this all without steroids, you might want to be a part of the Natural Nomad Academy. And if you do, feel free to DM me. I'm everywhere. Just Google me, man. Matt Butale, M-A-T-T space B-U-T-A-L-E. Shoot me a DM and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Outside of that, let's embrace our inner meathead together. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. IFBB Pro Matt Butale signing out.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Butale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised, but I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead, all right? It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB Pro Matt Butale signing out.